نحمده ولا مضل إلا ومن يدرك فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد أيها الإخوة والأخوات في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته We have seen in the book of Al-Ulul, in the book of Al-Ahkam, by Al-Imam Al-Ghani Al-Maqdisi Rahmahullah Ta'ala. An Aisha radiallahu anha, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala, من ظلم في شبر من الأرض توقه من سر الأرضين. From عائشة رضي الله عنها she said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said من ظلم في شبر whoever caused injustice with respect to resulting a span of land owned by another person by collecting forcefully a span of land that is owned by another person is that to withhold in Tabir al-Ardi this span of land that this person has collected forcefully without being the owner of that land that he has collected forcefully and unjustly from another person. This land will be tied round his neck in Sabir al-Din down to the seven edge. In the other report, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Khusifa bihi, such a person will be made to think ila tabir ardin, aw ila tabir ardin, to the seventh earth. Now, if you look at this hadith, the hadith generally is running up against volume. That is injustice. What is abdomen? Abdomen in the Arabic language means wadi al-shay to ghayri mahalihi. Putting something in a place that does not belong to that thing. This is abdomen in the Arabic language. Abdomen generally is forbidden in Islam. That is putting something in a place that does not belong to that thing generally is haram in Islam. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Hadith Qudsi, He said, Ya ibadi, inni harramtu dhulma ala nafsi wa ja'altuhu millatan muharrama. فَلَا تَظَلَمُ O my servant, I've made good haram on myself and I've made it haram on you. فَلَا تَظَلَمُ So do not wrong one another. Do not collect the right of one another. When you take somebody's right, and you give it to somebody else, or you take somebody's right hand, you take it to your bed. You have put this thing in the place or at a place that does not belong to it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَظُلَمُوا. Do not wrong one another. And if you look at some other verses of the Quran and ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you see that dhulm is something that is condemned in Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him and the believer, said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَحْكُمُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ. O you believe, do not speak of your wealth among your sons, بِالْبَاطِلِ, that is unjust. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتُدْلُوا بِهَا إِلَى الْحُكَّامِ لِتَأْكُلُوا طَرِيقًا مِنْ أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ بِالْإِثْمِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says, and do not eat of your wealth among yourselves in battle, in an unjust way. وَتُدْلُوا بِهَا إِلَى الْحُكَّامِ, they insert it to the Hukkar, to the ruler, to the judges. The Ta'kulu Tariqan min Amwalina bil Ismi, so that you can eat a part of the wealth of the people with this Ismi, with sin, wa antum ta'lamun. And you know that what you are doing is wrong in Islam. Likewise, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day some people went to him and they said, O Messenger of Allah, won't you exceed the prices of commodities? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-qawid, is al-dhaqid, they now said that وَإِنِّي لَأَرْجُو أَنْ أَعْفِيَهُ وَلَيْسَ لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدِي مَظْلَمَةٌ. I would like to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nobody will say a wrong thing or don't think of it to him. By fixing the price of commodities, somebody who has bought his own item for so and so price or at a higher price, and I want to say, if the prices of commodities are fixed, it will pay some people and it will not pay some people. So this will be a kind of injustice. So some people, the Prophet of Allah says, I would wish to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَلَيْسَ لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدِي مَظْلِمَةٌ أَوْ مَظْلَمَةٌ, and there is no body who can say a wrong thing. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam often said, مَنْ كَانَ لَهُ عِنْدَ أَخِيهِ مَظْلِمَةٌ أَوْ مَظْلَمَةٌ فَلْيَتَحَمَّلْهُ مِنْهَا قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا بِهَا ولا بها. Whoever has wronged his brother, he says he should ask for the forgiveness of the brother. It's not a deal that there will be no dinar, there will be no dirham to pay. The Prophet of Allah sallam said, إن كان له حسنات أخذ من حسناته. If he has done this, it will be taken from his goodness. For your thought, this goodness will be given in a blow to the one that he has done. وإن لم تكن له حسنات اعتبار الأعبود أخذت أو أخذ من سيئات المظلوم فطرحت عليه. The truth of the wrongdoer will be taken and be placed on him. ثم طرح في النار. Then will be thrown into hellfire. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى save us from this. There are too many hadiths talking about injustice, condemning injustice, condemning putting things in place where they are not supposed to be put. So what about such a hadith is the hadith that we are reading today. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man dhulama qila shibrin, Man dhulama qila shibrin, whoever wrongs a person by taking a span of land, qila shibrin min al-ard, uwiqahu min sab'i ardin. This span of land, you know the span, that is between the middle finger and the thumb, the space between the two, is the span. This is what the earth called Shibu. So we are going to take a piece of land that is not more than that. It takes it from somebody unjustly. It takes it from somebody falsely. That also shouldn't feel that he has done such things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish him for that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another hadith that he says the same thing, he said this person will be made to fall deep, this piece of land that he has taken forcefully and unjustly. He will make to dig this piece of land down till the seventh edge. You know, when you are digging a piece of land, just to dig 3 feet, you know what it takes you. Then for somebody to be asked or to be made to dig the land down to the seventh edge. Then, when he digs it, his neck will be prolonged, will be lengthened in such a way that nothing now look his neck. This is a punishment for somebody who takes a piece of land that belongs to another person and takes this piece of land forcefully from that person. This is a punishment. And that's why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَا تَبَوْجَمُ, do not wrong one another. Every day a believer should ask himself, have I wronged a person? Who will take the person? Is a non-Muslim. It is wrong for you to wrong anybody. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we should avoid the da'wah, the force of the mazloom. He said, kumun wa inkana fajira. Who will be that person? It's also a disobedient parent. It disobeys Allah in some areas. The fact that it disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on some things or many things, that doesn't mean you should go ahead around that person and teach the person. No. And that's why he said, when he sent Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, he said, what is the da'wah that must do? Avoid the cause of the wrong. So in nabi laysa baynana wa bayna Allahi hijab. For there is no claim between this cause and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no claim. The cause will go and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it. And this cause will materialize. So regardless of whether the person is a Muslim or not, It is haram for us to wrong one another. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Salah, the whole army, do not wrong one another. Today, if you look at our society, you see our people take people's lunch. Our people take people's lunch, you see. This is something that is haram. Not taking a sheep, a farm of land, taking plots, taking acres of land. And that's why a lot of people who fall in this category on the day of Qiyam, may Allah save us from it. Aisha radiallahu anha said this hadith when somebody was having disputes, Rabbah talking, on a piece of land. Aisha radiallahu anha advised that person to leave that piece of land. She said, I have a message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that whoever cheats another person by taking from him or from her unjustly, forcefully, a shibu of lunch, that is part of man. Another report Khita Hassan is made in Paris that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will act into deep the lunch down in seven, the earth, then this will be tied around his neck. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say what you now. We say this hadith is talking about a kind of zulm. There are so many kinds of zulm. For this is one, taking people's lands. Now, this is what is called al-ghasb. Al-ghasb is when something is taken from another person, something is taken from a person forcefully and unjustly. This is ghasb in the deen or in the tongue. The ruling God is that it's haram. And if the Muslim ruler gets to know about this, or the judge gets to know about this, the person should be punished. But there is no specific punishment here in this world recommended for such a thing. But what is known as a ta'zirat, that is, deterrent, can be measured out to that person. There is difference between al-ghasb and al-ikhtilaf. Al-ikhtilaf or al-khalq. This is when somebody takes another person's property simply. It takes another person's property, it takes it very simply or with the knowledge of the person, but it's very touch, like the pickpocket. Know the way they do. He just takes the advantage of you not being aware and he takes something and he runs. This is known as al-ikhtilaf. Then an-nahb or al-intihab also falls in this type of thing. These are different words in the Arabic language, not only in the Sharia. Then we have al-farqa. Al-farqa and when something is taken from another person, simply without the knowledge of that person, and is also taken from a safe place, is taken from a safe place and is also gone simply. So this is a farqa. It is this one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the punishment for in the Quran. And the Prophet of Allah also mentioned the punishment. If it is also resolved, and there is no any thing that could make the punishment be different from that person, the person should be punished. And if somebody who goes to the third place and takes another person's property, simply without the knowledge of the people, this is not as far from. ان الله مثل الصارخ والصارخة فاقطعوا ايديهما. هو مثل ميل اوف ذا سيد قط اوف ذا انش. ذا انش وات ذا قط اوف ذا انش ايز اوف ذا ريتش of this form, the finger to the lips. This one is mentioned in the Quran, and the Prophet Allah Ta'ala explained it. But for somebody who steals something sincerely or he does it openly but in very fast manner, this the punishment is left in the hand of the ruler or the judge. Likewise, the one who takes somebody's property. And the one who takes another person's property, even with a piece of land, if he builds anything on it, according to what the Prophet Muhammad said, that that person does not have any right on it. If he builds anything on the or on another person's land, it either he destroys what he has built, or he enters into an agreement with the person that owns the land. Every person is able to compensate him. But that thing does not belong to him. But maybe this is the punishment that goes to the person, that maybe the person should be and the first look. And now the way the land looks are things different. Someone who steals government's money or a public fund do not implement within our capital or idioma, do not implement it, because this is not something that is stolen in a safe place or something that doesn't have sugar. It is a public fund. It is also one of the persons that are entitled to that. It only has taken more than is right from it. So in that case, this case will be a kind of ta'zir as well. And that's why if you want to say, you want to implement Islamic laws, you have to understand this first. Somebody who steals, what he steals, they look up to themselves and somebody takes something guiltily from a safe place. And you want to implement the ruling of cutting or chopping of the earth. You have established that, okay, this person has taken this thing from the same place and it has been done to me, then can you establish that the person has taken this off the source? Because the Prophet Muhammad Sallam said, La Qat'a illa Rubu' Dinari of the Qatariya. There is no person, no shopping of the hand except the Rubu' Dinari and the Akabu. And then say, a dinar today, it's like 40,000 or so. So somebody who and want to shop all of us, taking something that is off the road general, then there must be certainty as well that there are not some ambiguity surrounding that thing before this ruling can be implemented. Unlike the Western laws, it does not differentiate between most of these various ways of things. The shahid here is that the Prophet of Allah Sallam said, Man wala nafi rashidun minal ardi, whoever runs by taking a span of land that does not belong to him unjustly, so this will be carried out of him. This will be tied around his neck down to the seventh heaven, and will be made to also dig the land down to the seventh heaven, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in another hadith. So the benefit from this hadith, that it is hard for us to do good to wrong one another, to benefit from this hadith. أنه دعا عائشة رضي الله عنها أزوائف أبو سلمة في الصبوة دعا لذا for the person if the person has wronged you and is claiming so be the owner of it and if no one you can you know iron this out this is for the person even more for free before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Scholars also deduce from this hadith that somebody who possesses a piece of land, a possessive as well the up of it and the down of it. Because it said what? Down to the seventh egg. And that's why we were using the up to like to build the bungalow, to like to build the story building, like that. Even the traditional to build 200 stories or more than that, you possess this here against the devil. Likewise, you possess this seed against the seventh egg. Because that is what belongs to you. And that's why if the place is made as magic, for instance, the place that is made as magic, if they like they do some on the ground, whatever here, somebody who prays there is also playing the magic in a building, another story is placed on it, the Pope is also playing in the magic. If somebody says, acknowledge this portion of this land or this form of life, for instance, and endowed it as magic. So it will be magic. But let's see the Pope says, for instance, I'm building this building. The ground floor should be magic, the second floor should be so-and-so, the third floor should be so-and-so. Then you have to go by what the worker has said. But if you have not said anything, if any sort of land is magic, it is magic like that. So no one will have the right to turn it into something else. Likewise, there is a thing from the hadith that the earth is also seven. You have seven earths, just as you have seven elements. Now the seventh earth is not the solar system, not the planet. We are not relying on that. We are relying on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and His messenger. The Prophet Allah sallam, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, talking about the seven heavens, and said, وَمِنَ الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَهُنَّ. The earth also has like that. And the Prophet Allah sallam clearly stated it in this hadith, مِنْ سَبْلِ أَرْضِينَ أَوْ أَرْضِينَ. Both of them are correct. So that means the earth are also seven, just as the heavens are seven. So this is also established from the hadith. Now this of it is forbidden. It just means they did an action, either of the tongue or an action of the lips. The one who did another person's property, the existence of land, or takes another person's building, or takes another person's car, and so on and so forth. And justly, this is not bullying. Unlike somebody who takes another person's property, maybe because the person is owing you, that is not what bullying. Maybe somebody is owing you and the person is not willing to pay. And the property that you are taking is afterwards is owing you. You have talked about this, this is permissible. Yes, you have said that, but is it unjustly? No. You are not taking it unjustly because Sharia allows it. But when somebody takes another person's property without justification provided in Sharia, and forcefully takes this, this is known as zulm. But what is an action now? It may be an action of the tongue. when you backbite your brother, or slander your brother, speak ill of your brother, it is holy. Because that means that you are applying to your brother is not something that is true, or it's something that you not like, or brother will not like to hear. This is called holy. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us against as believers. Because this that you have said is worthy of shame to really mahalli. You have said something in a place that is not right. Then if what I've said is not in your brother, so this is what big injustice. So it may be action of the body, it may be action of the mouth or the tongue, and we call in various ways. The most important thing is that we should go away from a fool. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Al-Zulmu Zulmatun Yawm al-Qiyamah." Injustice is darkness upon darkness on the day of Qiyamah. The one who wrongs another person, as you have said, such a person, if without bullying, a good way to be used to compensate those that he has wronged. And if he has no more bullying, the evil is of those who will be taken and played on him. This will be the jazah of his injustice. And now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says, "Atadruna al-muflis," do you know the muflis? The companion said, "Al-muflis minna," the one that you consider to be muflis according to our language, "is man la dina la lahu wa la dirham," who does not have a dinar or dirham, doesn't have anything. So the term is al-muflis, somebody who is dealing in faith. You know, somebody is saying about 10 cover, 50 cover, this and things that. But what is he going to buy with 10 cover and 50 cover? So I'm not pleased somebody is going about his feet, that is nothing. So, the Prophet of Allah said, "Al-Muflis man ya'ti yawm al-qiyamati bi'amali." Al-Muflis somebody who comes on the day of resurrection with two deeds. وَلَكِنَّهُ قَدْ قتل هذا وأكل مال هذا وقذف هذا. He has eaten off the wealth of this, he has forbidden this, he has slandered this, he has defamed this, he has killed so and so. All these things that the person counted, they are all acts of injustice. And that's why we say the judge. The judge was telling me what? When you are setting this to between two people, justice has to do with you yourself as well. Today is the one to say, when the Prophet of Allah Salaam told one of the companions, he said, "Kuffa alayka hadha," he said, "Mind your tongue." The companion asked, "Afatu'adhabu bima yatakallamu bihi?" We really punish with what you say. The Prophet of Allah said, "Fascinate your ummah." This is what the Arabs say to address somebody who says something that is strange, that is funny. He said, "فَأَلْيَكُبُّ النَّاسِ عَلَىٰ أُجُوهِهِمْ فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا حَصَيْدًا فِي نَفْسِهِمْ." What will make people enter by if not what their tongues have? What their tongues have done. That is what you make people enter fire. And that's why it is very, very compulsory and necessary that you mind what you say and also mind what you do. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ ميتون ثم إنكم يوم القيامة عند ربكم تختصمون. He said you are going to die and possibly then you also die. Then on your Qiyamah you will be contending before you. Everybody will be asking for his rights. Oh my Lord, so and so person has wronged me, so and so did so and so told me why I was in dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the rights of every one of us from the one who has wronged me. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram on himself injustice. So on that way, we have to be very, very careful in what we say. We have to be very, very careful in what we do. To pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in knowledge of the deen and may subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to implement. So this is on hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha concerning the one who deserves another person's life or the one who takes another person's life. However, we see that man is going to answer the book to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's going to be punished before the main punishment comes. At the end of the hadith that after you put out being an until judgment to be made. So the person in punishment will be that God will be asked to be digging. At that to become earth, then this will be tied around his neck. At least he's bearing that huge thing on his neck. So before Allah subhanahu now passes his judgment among his creatures. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب. والصلاة عليكم ورحمة الله
وبركاته. From the hadith of the Prophet that says he will not speak tithe on commodities. And we say tithe control is haram.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah al-Wahd. As you have said, there's a point that the basis in things of the dunya is responsibility. Why the basis in things of the deen is that is haram, things of ibadah. The basis is haram. You can't do anything of ibadah except with faith. But things of dunya, the basis is on the civility. So the one who says you can't do something of dunya is the one that is that should be asked to bring an evidence. Anything of the dunya. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or his messenger speaks on from among things of dunya by saying they are haram, they will become automatically part of the deen. They have become automatically part of what? The deen, part of the ibadah. Only that was the indirect ibadah because you are asked go away from things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are forbidding. And going away from things that Allah is forbidding is ibadah. Because with that you have humiliated yourself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by going away from things that you ask to go away from and by doing things that was. And ibadah is from the word at-ta'dij, that is to make something, at-tadlim, to humiliate something, to subdue something for. So after Sa'ir, to fix the price of commodity originally is haram. So no one say, okay, you should sell your market or your commodity at so-and-so price. For what reason? And that is why the Prophet ﷺ, when he was asked to fix price, he said, no, I would not like anybody to take me off before Allah to can move. What I have wronged him. Maybe he bought the commodity 100 naira asking people to sell it 100 naira. Why somebody has bought it 50 naira? So that would be injustice on his part. So the one who bought it 50 naira, if he sells 100 naira, this will be okay for him. But the one who buys 100 naira is asking to sell 100 naira. That would be injustice to that person. So the Prophet of Allah said, Inna Allah wal Musta'ir. Allah is al Musta'ir. Is the one that fixes the commodity. Is the one that says, okay, this one who has bought so and so, and should sell so and so. This that has bought so and so should sell so and so. So I want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa laysa li ahadin indi matlamati. Why I have not wronged any person. So fixing the price of commodity is haram. It can only be permissible when there is benefit, confirmed benefit in doing that. But if this is not done, it's likely to affect the economy. So if the ruler sees it that way, then in that case he can do a factory of some commodities, not all the commodities. So that is when it is not affecting the economy, that is the only area where some scholars say it is permissible to do that. Because why it will be permissible outrightly, the Prophet of Allah would have done it. But it's not doing it, it turns away from God. So if somebody will say, okay, this should be done, this should be confirmed, that without it, the economy is going to be affected seriously. So that is the only situation where it should be permissible, Allah Akbar.
The person warned by another person after he or she has been punished and repressed and taken for this forgiveness before he or she can. Will the person be punished in the hereafter?
Will there be punishment in the hereafter for the person?
Now, as we have said, that the Prophet of Allah advised us, whoever wants a person, he said, فَلْيَتَحَمَّلْهُ مِنْهَا. He should try and speak for the power of that person that he has wronged. مِنْهَا, from that industry. And يَوْ, today, قَبْلَ أَنْ يَكُونَ يَوْمُ لَا دِنَارُ وَلَا دِنَارُ. Before a day, there will be no dinar and dirham to come. So if somebody says, I pardon you. You have pardoned me. If somebody says, I pardon you because you have done so and so for me, you can go to court too. So if that person is not fair to say that thing, since they have pardoned you, you have pardoned me before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not going to ask you concerning that. But if the person is forced to say, I pardon you, then the Muslima is tedious. But if the person willingly forgives, then this will be recognized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why some scholars will say, any person who baptized me, or any person who does so and so, any Muslim who does so and so against me, I pardon the person. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also encourages us to pardon. To pardon people. وَلَعَقِنَا عَلِنَا those who pardon people. So some scholars do not like to have anything. When people criticize them or people say a lot of things about them, as long as they are falling through, you don't mind what people have said. They will not say, okay, I'm going to fight you before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will say, what? I pardon you. So it is their right to fight the person or contend the person before Allah to come out on the day of Qiyamah. If they do that, there is nothing wrong in it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, that whoever seeks assistance where it is wrong, that a certain background in that. But to pardon people is a good thing. So whoever is pardoned, such a person will go for free before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the person who owns that right at Ibaluchi is someone who won't kill another person deliberately. When the family of the deceased pardons him, because there are two rights that are attached to this. The right of Allah is there, the right of the killed, and the right of the family of the killed. So, Allah's right is there, then the right of the killed and the family of the killed. If the family of the killed is something they are going to take here, then they take their own right. If they don't forgive, they forgive. Then what about Allah's right, Allah for this? What about the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the prophet shows the right of the king, which is the reporting of the wrong. That person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will compensate him for his own enemy king. But a lot of scholars have said. So no talk of when the person that is wrong is still not, is still alive. And the person willing to say the pardon. So Allah wa'ala.
What is the rate of making profit in transactions in partnership? What is the judgment of the person that stole government property?
Now, the percentage of the profit, this is not mentioned or it's not fixed in Islam. The Prophet of Allah asked a man called Urwa bin Barzi رضي الله عنه to buy a sheep. And this companion went, the Prophet of Allah gave him a dinar to give it to him. This man went, he bought the sheep with a dinar. On his way back to Medina, he saw somebody who was interested in buying the sheep, and he sold the sheep to that person 2 dinar instead of 1 dinar that he bought it. So he went back and paid another sheep for 1 dinar, and he was coming back to the Prophet of Allah Salaam with 1 dinar and the sheep. And he returned everything back to the Prophet of Allah. And the Prophet of Allah Sallam supplicated for him. Said, Barakallahu fi dhalika. May Allah do baraka in your transaction. He collected everything. And from that hadith, the scholars said, it is established that if a wakil you are asked to do something on behalf of another person, you have to be clear to that person. Some people, you may give them this money for transportation, for instance, maybe they ask to take a flight. So while they will be traveling by road, they don't have to forget the remaining change. If you go by road, the less amount should be given back to your boss. Because you are doing something on the ground. So everyone by the رضي الله عنه gave everything back to the Prophet of Allah. This man was said as pertaining to the Sunnah that if you were to offer sand for sale, that okay, I want to sell this sand at so and so price, you will see somebody who buy it. Not sand for this, for giving us now. Hey, somebody just attack a handful of sand and say, you want to buy. People still have a piece of sand, they will buy it because of the du'a of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this man, if you look at it, at least, he got how many percent? The profit is how much? 100% profit. So there is no fixing the But that is good for you, for us to be lenient with you. One thing is to choose their life. This is also what they do, and which is what is wrong. Something that you know sells for, let's say, 500 naira. But because it's hard that it is permissible to get 100% from the one more, they now say that this thing is 2,000 naira. When the government is asking you how much it is able to cost to produce, pay one price. And if you want to go and go somewhere else, you can get that thing for 500 naira. When your commodity is what? It's expensive, that one. And you have used what dollar to also enjoy that cost. Because you pay something. This is the amount that I pay. So you may get it later somewhere else. You are paying to that person. Don't pretend as if you are being what? Nice to the person. When the person now goes out, you are saying, this is 500. Maybe this one is fake. Because I know Bonalaya will not, I know you can't do that. This one was fake. And it's not fake. So let them know if you want your commodity goes. Expect it's not as if you get it to him as if what? You are being nice or kind to that person. So it is permissible for you to make profit as much as possible when you sell commodities. Now, commonly there are also the public funds. Stealing the public funds is haram and is injustice because we have wronged the public. And that's why the Prophet of Allah said, man in war is dead or injustice in the Muslim. There is nobody that will meet the affair of the believer and he died in day, guys. Having wrongs then except that Allah will meet Al-Jannah for me. So the fact that the person is trying to not be shut off doesn't mean there is no punishment at all for that person. So it doesn't mean that. But will you treat it the way you treat us? Do we keep a protocol? No. According to the majority of the scholars, this does not have the room of protocol. If the person is caught and he wants to deal with him by applying strength or him, then there is nothing wrong in that. But not the same meaning as what a protocol. This is what I'm trying to establish. But it doesn't mean it is not what. It is not good, it is good to allow it.
Some of you have given a shock to my brother for a long time. But I discovered that he spoke weed, you know. I can't even help him with prayers, fasting, but all the way. Now he has left the house again to the shita. So I call the tenant not to be paying to him again because he needs the money to smoke again and empty. Am I correct with this? The second is one person. Okay, tell me what showing Jabata. The lecturer said you should not pay this finger before starting a session. He confirmed.
Well, if you give somebody something at
the river, it is not permissible for you to take it back.
But if the person is using it in the wrong way, then you know you want to take it. Then you should be taking it back for you to have possession of it. But if you have the ability to take it back from that person and give it to someone who will make a judicious use of it, then it should be permissible. If it is for a fact that this person is using the money that we get to smoking there or to do something that are haram, then in that case one can take it back, but not that you take possession of it, because one should not go back to his liver or his father. But it can also give somebody else to send the king to get out. Now then, Bismillah, the beginning of the ablution. The hadith that La Salata Liman La'udhu'ana Wa La'udhu'a Liman La'udhu'a to Bismillah Ali. There is no Salat for the one who does not have ablution, and there is no ablution for the other who says Bismillah in it. This hadith, the Lord of Salat says the hadith is not a thing. This is the position of Imam Ahmad and many other scholars. However, some scholars said the hadith is authentic, considering the proof of the hadith. One of those scholars is Sheikh Al-Imam Rahimahullah Ta'ala. So when he says he authenticates the hadith, he also stands by the content of the hadith. So the one who performs ablution and does not say Bismillah, then his ablution has no ablution. This is the position of the Sikh Abul Khan in the explanation of Abu al-Bahir of Imam Shawkani. Likewise, it is known as Shawkani. So a lot of scholars probably take this position. Now, if the one who says, why did you say Bismillah at the beginning of ablution, if you say what they have said, then this statement will be completely wrong. And those scholars who say you say Bismillah at the beginning of ablution, there's no scholar that says that. What they say is that it is not compulsory to say it. So majority of the scholars, they all only say Bismillah at the beginning of its ablution and ablution. Imam Ahmad Rahimahullah Ta'ala, many of our scholars, he said it is mustahab to say what to say. And the evidence that he gives is that common things that are not as important as ablution, we say Bismillah. The Prophet of Allah Ta'ala said, say to my reign of Ayyubi, Al-Jinn wa Arab ibn Adam, is a God that I put in Qala, and you put a Bismillah. The free between the nakedness of the children of Adam and the king is that when one of these enters the toilet is to say Bismillah. So this hadith is okay. Likewise, if anyone of you says Bismillah, and the Prophet of Allah says that when one of one is in Arab Maryatia, Ahlam. If anyone of you wants to meet his wife and he says Bismillah, he says, if it is qadar Allah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a deal that there will be son in this, or there will be a child from this example, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that God, لَمْ يَدُرَّهُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَبَدًا شَيْطَانُ بِهِرَى. Okay. So many things like that it is good for to say Bismillah. If you want to eat, you say what? Bismillah. If you want to enter the mouth, you say what? Bismillah. So if Bismillah is recommended in all these aspects, why would it be recommended in what? Somebody wants to ask us to have intercourse with his wife. He says Bismillah. Somebody wants to dedicate Bismillah. Yeah, somebody wants to perform ablution, no Bismillah. It is good for you that Allah said it is mustahab to want to say Bismillah, then one wants to perform ablution. Not based on the hadith in the Adab Akarida, Allah Qurab and Manda Uduana, not based on that hadith. But some of you have stated that hadith, most of them or a lot of them are beginning on that is a condition for the validity of the ablution of the say what. So the statement that the Jew says this statement is one of the below that this man is suffering from. He doesn't mind going against all the scholars to take the position that the person nobody has preceded him in taking that position. Then you want people to listen to him. Now somebody wants to claim authority on the team of the somebody who is also recognized by a scholar. Or by scholars rather. Somebody who scholars do not even know. We don't know who gets that name. Not at all. He memorizes the Quran and knows all the ahkam of the Quran, or he memorizes so many ahadith of the book of Allah. Just to read some things that some scholars have said, or maybe some words of some scholars, not to move into their position. So let's take something out of that and what is that what spreading it. And that's why we have to be very, very careful when we are reading people. In Nigeria here, those that you can say no, these are scholars, they are very weak. You can hardly find someone that will be saying these are scholars. We have to use our knowledge, not to read scholars. This is what is the blessing that we have to say. When we are talking about scholars, these are those who know a hadith of the Prophet of Allah. There's not so much a hadith, or so many a hadith of the Prophet of Allah. Having you said something except that what they give you, what Sarah said on that. Despite all these people who also know how to be called scholars, they prefer to be called what? Students of knowledge. No thought of somebody who doesn't know much narrative himself. Someone once told me that he according to his own conviction that before he practiced this person throughout the world, you know the hadith from the Prophet Allah that you mentioned, you ask this man that you mentioned. Look at this sheer ignorance. You know what this about things like you want to present yourself to people. Let you know your approach. You don't know. Not that you present yourself to people as a watch. You know. So, this is something that is very, very strange to say what's going to be familiar when you are. I keep saying, Lord, who do you think is permissible? You know, permissible is not what? Mustahab. So tell me, God, it is permissible for me to say, this is so what? It seems okay. That thing was to be what? Be the house, what is haram to say? Then when before you know it, this issue of Bida Kutu will come in again, and that's why that's happening to you. The thing is what? It should be then. Allah will be what? Allah will be what?
Someone said, I don't know, the recording testimony kept on coming and coming. That our teachers, that we should caution them. We seem to have forgotten what they are here for. And some people want to know the name of the Salawat.
And for us to do is,
Complaining about the sisters that they think they don't listen or they are always attacking themselves. Sure, I understand that sometimes the children can disturb you. But we don't like that you also consume disturbance, you also disturbance for yourself. Children, we are here to come and learn, not to come and make friends. Well, we can make friends, but Muslims are good to be friends with Muslims alone. So, but we should not forget the fact that we are here, which is the priority, to come and learn. It's not limited to sit up alone. The brothers who sometimes when we come here, especially those of us who sit outside, we tend to forget that we are here to come and learn. We just keep on chatting and chatting until the time for Salah comes and to pray and we go away. At the end of the day, people are asked what are bringing them. Nothing. We can actually become ready to do something that we have learned. This is what we are not. There's a difference between someone who comes here and responding to and someone who does not come at all.